My name is Moses C. Nair. I'm the statutory district superintendent for Kunawo Statutory District.
As authority of this district, what have been your own involvement in the case of the representative, Honorable Murat Tawo Willie?
Well, as for me, I heard it over the air that Honorable Willie allegedly raped a 13-year-old girl. And the second thing was I was invited by the county superintendent along with the district commissioner, Honorable Talu, and we proceeded to Zwedru in the conference room where documents were read to us from the Ministry of Justice and that is the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Document from the Ministry of Justice mentioned my name and that of the district commissioner name that we should provide every avenue for his team or her team to go to Twabo Belebo and ensure that they got an information that the girl was in the Sunny Society bush and then to bring her to Moravia so that she will go to hospital. Based on this letter, the superintendent mandated us, along with a traditional council speaker, member of the Ministry of Justice, member of the Women and Children Unit, commissioner was the chair, I was the co-chair, including elders from Twabo, who proceed to Twabo Belebo and met the citizens there, called them in a forum, explained to them our mission to Twabo. And we were clearly told that ever in their life, there was the first time of they hearing the name of the alleged victim or survivor, but they know nothing about all of them. The mother, the father, even the uncle, who have been allegedly being the one who had taken her to Moravia. They don't know any one of them, and that was all. We came and wrote the report and submitted it to the superintendent of the county, which he took to Moravia, and that's all the role we play therein.
Wow. Looking at this case, especially the image of the district and that of the county, and you people are authority of the day of Kunawo district, have there been any interaction with you and the representative in question on this case? If so, what have been his responses then?
The representative and myself have not spoken, like having a long interaction. It was when I heard this on the air, I called him and asked him, he said, Honorable Soup, I'm innocent of what the people are saying on the air. If they have the proof, let them prove it. And that was the conversation between he and myself. And let me tell you one thing. As you know, I work for the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection as county coordinator for the past 7 years. So the issue of rape is first degree felony. And I believe if somebody raped at the time I was there, there must be a complainant. But there's no complainant in the case, it's very difficult to handle. And that's what I can remember, because all alone, I have not heard the name of any complainant into this case.
Do you see it as a disgrace on the part of the district and the county?
I cannot consider it a disgrace, because if it is proven that this is what he had done, then it began disgrace. But I can't base on rumor and say it is a disgrace to the county.
But you think why is the way forward? Because we learned that he was recently invited by the Labrador National Police to answer questions, the location of this girl and the uncle in question.
Yeah, I think you are a journalist. You are listening to it. They said they wanted to know the well-being. So I think that question should go to Honorable Woody, because I'm not living in Moravia to know whether it is true that the girl was living with him or not.
Looking at your position as statutory superintendent, former gender coordinator, what you really hope to see at the end of this case?
Well, when you talk about I hope to see at the end of this case is the only thing to see is justice. And justice implies in both ways. Either he's not a doer of the act and they want to falsely accuse him as a doer of the act, if they free him out of the act, it's justice. If he is a doer of the act and it's proven that he is a doer of the act, he be prosecuted, it's justice. So all I need to see, I wish to see, is justice.